So we cut back on a couple things, a little bit for the coaches, but also, you know, we have a speaker tonight. It's been a full day, and then we'll have a good, you know, we're going to roll it out there in scrimmage tomorrow, so we can cut back a little bit today.
Can you talk about having Coach Bobby Bowden here and what that means?
Well, I mean, you know, Jeff asked, Coach Jamrock asked me, you know, who would I want to have for his featured speaker, and it was obvious to me that if we could get Coach Bowden to come, he was gracious enough to come. You know, he's obviously a tremendous football coach and a legend and everything. I think it's great to have him here. It's an honor to have him here. And I'm looking forward to hearing him speak.
This week's been practice. What have you seen from Caleb Martinez? How's the person you remember right now?
You know, I think he's done some good things. He's, you know, he's still learning, obviously, and trying to pick up on the offense and things. But, boy, there are a lot of positives out there. And you can say that about the whole group. I mean, you really look at our whole football team, our team as a whole. You see a lot of good things, a lot of positives. Running the offense for the first time, really, you know, and there's a lot to learn. But he's a tremendous athlete, does a lot of good things, and he's come. He's done some good things, but obviously he's made some mistakes along the way. He's got to fix, as everyone. It's not. He has a. Get it fixed after spring.
After spring ball or something.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's a broken bone, so it's nothing long term.
Blatchford too, did he go down too this spring for you, Justin Blatchford?
Yeah, Justin, he hurt his knee, so but you know, we had good news. He had surgery today and really came out of spring. You know, really it came out well. The surgery, you know, a lot of positives with how the. You know, coming from the doctors who did the surgery, so we expect him to make a full recovery.
And how do you express the desire to restore attention to Richard next year? Take the field. Is that something that you guys are kind of going to do, or is that something you're motivated
on? It's not really, you know, he's our kickoff guy, and that's the way it's going to be until we decide.
How much will you guys kind of scrimmage tomorrow? Do any extended scrimmaging, if any?
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be basically all scrimmaging, and it's going to be a good go, and roll it out there and let them play and see how much they've learned in this amount of time. We'll keep it pretty basic. And it's about technique and fundamentals and blocking and tackling. See how these young guys have progressed.
Expectations when you see a scrimmage like that?
No, expectations aren't any different. You know, I mean, it's basically a scrimmage every day in practice, and we're just going to be we'll be tackling. And you know, I don't read that much into it. Just another part of the evaluation.
Are you where you thought you'd be?
I don't know. In some areas, you know, to me, this time of year, it's about the individual guys. Some guys are ahead of where you'd like to be. There's some guys that are about where you thought they'd be, and there's some guys that are a little bit behind. You know, everybody's kind of moving along. I think we're making progress in every area.
Coach, how do you feel about the competition at linebacker?
I think it's good. I mean, I think the guys, same thing. I think I've seen a lot of good things from all the groups, all the guys, but there's still, you know, much to learn. You know, obviously Compton and Fisher have more experience, and they've, I think that showed at times, but they're, you know, the young guys, you talk about Whaley, Kirkemeyer, Eric Martin. Really, there's a whole slew of them that, you know, Stoddard right down the line that are doing some good things. But there's still a lot to fix.
You hope to get made back for any spring practice?
I doubt it. Right. But we think that when the time comes.
Well, again, having the coaches here, how good is that to maintain those kinds of relationships with the players?
Oh, it's great. We're excited that there's a tremendous amount of guys here for the coaches' clinic. I don't know, somewhere around, you know, somewhere between 800 and 1,000. I don't know what the final number is, but it's been a good group, and, you know, we try to give back. We learn a lot.